Connected.
You're now tuned in to RadioDR.co.za, Durban's only online radio.
Go.
Hey, yo, what up?
Hello. How's everybody?
Hey, yo, what up?
Hi.
So the weird thing about podcasts,
Captain,
is that we have like a 5 minutes before it's like record. So we must like, because now it's recording, we must greet each other like again. So that's a bit weird.
Okay. After 5 minutes, greet each other again.
We're not recording earlier, but I asked you how you're doing, but because now we're recording, I need to be like, hey, okay, how you doing?
I see. Okay.
Hey, how are you doing, Kay?
I'm good. How's everybody doing? Who's here? Silo and Mike and Shoes. Ligay, whenever I'm doing.
That's our first guest who speaks bilingual.
Lishapo.
I say appeal.
Appeal.
We caution not to speak too much Zulu around us.
My Zulu is the ghetto.
But so we I'm taught you quite well, Doug. Hey, yo, shout out, Kay.
Yeah,
welcome
but I still
to
say things like.
Yeah, no, carry on.
Yes. I'm saying I still say things like Makanda, so it's bad.
Makanda? I win.
You know that actually means something different.
Makanda.
Same thing, Makanda, Tulisa.
Oh, wow. But
I'm sorry,
anyway,
guys.
Before giving us a bit of your time.
The person you brought on the show, choose.
Officially. Welcome to deeplyrooted.co.za and radiodr.co.za. We are the podcast guys. Actually, this podcast is mainly because we bored as fuck. Or Silo's bored as fuck. And I cannot let him go by himself.
Yeah.
So me and Mike are like, okay, Silo, we'll hold your hand. And, you know, because you know the technology of how to bring us all together. Just using, you know, our daily apps and so forth, and use them for the good of the whole situation in terms of letting people know what's going on, just different perspective, man. So it's all a, you know, feel free, welcome. You're one of us now, officially. So welcome to the
Thank
show.
You.
And So I was
guys.
Given the toss.
I hope my English doesn't run away.
But I'm going to actually not do that. And I'm going to allow yourself to introduce yourself the way that you would ever want to be introduced. Just for 10 seconds or 15 seconds.
That's a lot. I literally have nothing to say. Okay, so my name is Kikarabo Hine. I am based in Johannesburg. I drink and practice law. And I also moonlight as a DJ, by the way.
What's your DJ name?
DJ name?
DJ Cable. Ask the streets about me after lockdown, though. Not now.
DJ Dumbo.
No, I just Cable. Please get it right.
Dumbo.
All right. Shut up. So you all,
Cable.
Are you? Going through this whole 21 days, are you with family? Are you isolated? Are you chilling with friends? Just to ask without giving too much information.
I'm all alone, locked down. I haven't
How's
seen
that?
People since the lockdown started. It's only been how many days? 2 days. So it's like
Three.
A normal weekend
Do you have
for
enough
me.
Alcohol?
Hey.
Do you have enough alcohol?
I do. I actually have quite a bit of alcohol. I'm so excited.
Is that why you need to invite people?
You can afford these privileges.
No, but isolation is not a group work. You need to be alone. I think it's a good time to rest alone as well.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Are you always with people?
I mean, you always see people at work, at the shops. minding your own business, there's always people. So now it's just...
So for you,
but work is like autopilot, because like, you're not really like, there.
So for you, it's like normality, basically.
I'm trying to normalize the situation. I think a lot of people are panicking and are hysterical about being in isolation, but I don't think it's that bad. But that's only because it's only how many days now? 2 days.
This is the third.
Today's the third day.
Is it day 3? Yeah, I think maybe because it's still...
We're on day 3.
I think because it's still day 3, I'm still comfortable. Maybe I'll start losing my mind.
Did it feel like your
day
weekend?
Day 9.
This week,
I'll see.
Were you about to be done with the weekend? Did it feel like the weekend to you, or it was just like one of those things?
It did. It literally feels like, for now, it feels like a weekend of doing nothing. I'll get confused when I start forgetting what day it is.
Are you working from home or are you just off?
So the plan is to work from home, but because what we do at work is service a lot of corporates. Corporates aren't really working. No one is buying shares. No one is buying new companies. Nothing is happening, really. So there isn't much transactions that we can do. But
exactly is that you do? What is Jebu Tengama shares, corporating, servicing?
So hey, I do.
You can answer us if it's within your contracts. You know, we don't want to reveal too much.
I can't. Yeah,
don't want to get you fired.
Some of it was CIA and shit here. Yeah, but we informant.
It's a very general answer. So it's a lot of commercial agreements. People wanting to buy shares in this, people wanting to buy a mine, people wanting to merge their companies. But obviously they can't do that now because of the lockdown or because of the mood in the economy in general. So it's very quiet. But what is happening that's big is that a lot of contracts are getting terminated. People are like, hey, you can't, I wanted this by the 6th of April. You won't be able to deliver, so I'm canceling this contract. And which is wrong, because people can't perform their obligations according to their contracts. So I don't know what's going to happen.
From a legal side,
people are going to get sued for canceling contracts.
Are you guys able to then take into consideration the law, what you guys abide by, and a normal procedure? Like how you say, canceler, I'm not able to do what I said contractually I'm going to do at this time. Are you guys now... considering the lockdown, or you're just like, yo, law is a law, dog. Like, what's your mandate and everything like
that? No, we are considering the lockdown. So if, for example, if it's a supply agreement, you can't supply anything during lockdown. So it's impossible for you to perform. So people are renegotiating their agreement. Other people are trying to cancel agreements because it's convenient. But then they're going to get sued after lockdown. So it might be a bit of a disaster after the lockdown if people insist on canceling.
After the lockdown, from your personal opinion, do you think the 21 days is what we're really going to do? Or do you think it's more? Or do you think we're going to just cancel it next week? How do you see this from a personal level? Leave work and everything from a personal level.
Personally, I don't think 21 days will be enough, considering how a lot of people are ignorant to how serious this virus is. There are a lot of conspiracies. Hey, China did this. Hey, black people can't get that. Hey, I'm this. I can just drink warm water. I'm not going to get the virus. I think people are not taking it seriously. And the longer we don't take it seriously, the longer this lockdown will be.
And
where are you based, Garabo?
I'm based in Fourways.
In Fourways, in Johannesburg?
Yes.
So you're at the epicenter in the richest square mile in Africa. And how is the lockdown there? How is like the vibe, the general tone of it? How is it going around there?
The vibe is good. Like, people are actually in lockdown. Like, the white people are not even walking their dogs. They're taking it seriously, which is good, I suppose. They're the real scared people. I don't know how
white on the road.
Nothing. Like, white people are scared. I don't know how they managed to oppress us during our party. They are scared. They are
indoors.
They are terrified. They are indoors. They bought 40 boxes of cigarettes. They're not trying to go anywhere. You know, so they're taking it seriously. I don't know if if people in the hood are taking it seriously. I don't think they are. I don't know if their circumstances allow them to take it seriously. You know, if you live so in from, an RTP like, house of 10 when people, can Karabo,
you how's your, in terms of like your, because obviously, as you say, you're alone and so forth, like home, like wherever you're based. Yeah. Did you make that conscious decision of chilling? But I would think where you're in Joburg, you stay alone and, you know, you've been there for a bit. Do you feel like going home? Yeah. Is that something that you miss? Or you're just like, nah, I'm good here? Like from just that perspective.
I don't feel like going home, not because I want to be alone, but because I've been working ever since Corona started until they announced the lockdown. So I don't know if I've been exposed to Corona. I recently flew to Durban. I was at the airport. I don't know if I've been exposed. So I don't want to put my family at risk. So I think it's better.
So you're properly self-isolating, right?
I am properly self-isolating. I dream about certain, you know, when you just, you know, when you cough, you're like, oh, shit. I'm dying. So that's what I'm going through.
Anxiety.
So I'm just treating myself like I have Corona. I think everyone should just pretend they have Corona so they can just stay home.
Not like that guy that left Joburg for Limpopo and got arrested. He knew he had it, but he still traveled.
Yeah.
So maybe let's not, you know, treat ourselves as if we've got Corona, like that angle. Like the safety side of things, you know, the safety side of things.
Yeah.
And in terms of, okay, let's say now, let's just like perspective in terms of the corona's done now. What do you hope changes? What do you hope then becomes? Let's say it lasts for the 21 days. What's your expectancy just from people in general? I'm saying people that you are directly affected by, like work and everything else. What do you expect to happen from just a general sense?
Yo, that's so tricky. I actually don't know. I just like, I mean, I can't say I like how things are happening, but I just like how everyone is taking their health seriously now because of Corona. You know, if you follow a lot of people on Instagram, everyone is doing home workouts. Everyone wants to drink ginger tea. Everyone 100%. Is just conscious about their health because there's no cure for this. And all the people who are already Corona positive, they're telling you all we're doing is drinking ginger tea, we're drinking healthy, we're trying to exercise. So I like how everybody is conscious about their health now. I'm concerned that people are only conscious about hygiene now, as if that wasn't something that we needed to be conscious of in the beginning. But
what workouts are you doing?
Yo, if, I did a full any. Workout yesterday. I did a full workout yesterday. I couldn't walk this morning, so I'm going to take a break from jump squats and jumping jacks.
You must do easy workouts every day so you don't waste a day recovering.
True. I went hard. I was so excited. I was like, and not I don't even gym, go, but I was like, I am hard. Working out today. But
that's,
it hurts.
That's
a
problem. That's problem one.
And then in terms of like your social side, your friends, your partners, or whatever the case may be, like how's that? Do you feel like it's normal still? And social media does play a huge part, of course, but like, you know what?
I think a lot of people that I am close with are taking this very seriously. So they are also isolating. They are also, we call each other every day. Dude, are you still alive? Is your throat sore? How's your temperature? We good. It's just the other people who just don't care. Like, they give me anxiety.
So hearing this, if she hasn't called you to check and so forth, then you're not that close, eh?
You're not close at all.
You're not close at all. Yeah,
and so music-wise, what music is making you get by, Doug? Just to hear from you, what music, like, what are you listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of house music, like your classical house music, music. I don't know if I should start singing. No, I don't know if I should start singing, but... Yeah. I don't know, like Bo Harrison, Cramp, Tortured Soul. I've been listening to a lot of those.
I think nice also, just to make sure that what we're trying to achieve is, I don't know if saying we're trying to bring normality around the situation. I don't know if that's the correct term per se, but we're just trying to then...
Yeah.
We're trying to get flatten the curve.
Get out the stigma. I would say this affects somebody like this, somebody like that. Like for yourself, you fall under the youth. You're an attorney. You stay by yourself. You're in like the middle of where it really happens, which is in Joburg and so forth. But you still are aware of it. You are still, because there's that stigma. They're still chilling. Or in KZN, it's like that. We're trying to just basically, if we can reach at least two people per podcast, just to make sure with this thing's, it's as real as it comes. Yeah, bro. And the more normality and they hear, we'll see how comfortable, not comfortable per se, but how are you able to go through all of this and still keep yourself and, you know, occupied with the gym, with the with the drinking and checking up on friends. Everybody else can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we're not special in terms of what I know. It's in a pedestal wins. But do you then think that, because you've got the access to gym and you've got alcohol and you probably got groceries that you've bought, for a person that hasn't had that privilege, how do you look at that and say, actually, so Ngenzenjan, people that actually are standing in queues forever right now or earlier on the day, even tomorrow, how's your take on that?
Hey, see, this corona thing is very tricky because... not everyone is privileged enough to isolate. Not everyone has a home to go isolate to. People have jobs. People think they still need to be working. They need to make money. So it's a privilege to be like, okay, I have my alcohol, I have my Wi-Fi, I have my drinks, and. And
your Wi-Fi fast too.
Thank you.
You can tell by this podcast.
So I think a lot of people are ignorant or they claim they don't care because there's nothing they can do really about the situation. They have that, if I get corona, I get it, but I still need to be out there. I live in an RDP house with 10 people. I can't be in here. Or I'm a victim of domestic violence. I can't be in here, you know? So circumstances are different for everyone. And everyone is reacting differently to this thing because of their circumstances. But the only danger with corona is that it's so contagious. And our health is so dependent on each other. So even if I get corona and I'm still sharp, the person I pass it on to might not be sharp. And that's the problem with corona. And with not taking it seriously.
And you don't know, like, we don't know how it affects people. Like, because currently they're telling us, people with A blood types might be more susceptible to it. They're telling us older people are more susceptible to it. But then there's 22-year-olds getting caught with this. There's a 34-year-old South African Olympic swimmer who's got this. So you don't know. How do you have to be for you?
Person at my age, like 25-year-old, my age, is, you know, positive with corona. And I was like, how can it happen to us too?
It's crazy. I mean, now it's in Khayelitsha, guys. Like,
I heard. I was reading. Were you there when I read that thing?
And that's all.
And that's crazy. And now I think also, like, for us in KZN, what we were speaking about earlier on the week is that until it affects Emlazi or Gwamashu, God forbid, that's when they're going to start realizing. But is that not too late?
It will be too late. You know, there's a saying in my language, but I'm not sure you guys will understand it. But there's like, you only, like, you know, back in that guy in the Bible, Thomas, you have to see to believe it.
Yeah.
That saying.
You're quoting the Bible right now.
Yeah. Like, people want to see it affect people around them first.
Are you also a pastor, Baron?
Tell me on the weekend.
We all know Thomas. Thomas.
Thomas from the Bible.
Yes.
From
the club.
Is Thomas a biblical name?
Is it Thomas? Yeah, the guy who said, I want to see you first to believe it.
I know Thomas.
Yeah, we know the thing. I didn't know it was in the Bible.
But see,
I'm horrible with the Bible.
Yeah, that one.
Familiarity, bratty.
So people want to see it kill people around them first before they can.
And it's going to happen, hey?
And it is going to happen. It will. It's just sad.
And it's going to be Emma Lokshin the most, and it's going to like traumatize us. You know,
and I think
it's going to be
another painful thing about it is that the government has burial rights over people who die of corona. So if you die of corona, they can't bury you the normal way because the virus doesn't die. So you can't even perform your traditional rituals now because you died of corona. They're even recommending that people get cremated. There's an article somewhere I read about that. So funerals won't be the normal way.
Yeah, you
way.
Can't. It's,
I don't know whether you saw the story of the guy who got buried in the car.
In that what?
No, that was a different... In a car. That was like their own crazy rituals. It had little to do with the virus. Those were just like crazy
serious?
People. Yeah, I saw that article. It had little to do with that.
That, that was the thing.
No, the guy had written in his will that nobody's going to have his shit. And when he dies, he wants to take his shit to heaven. So they were like, all right, cool. You can have this shit. Literally, before they went to bury him, they passed the petrol station to fill up his car so he can make it to heaven.
Guys,
was that in his will?
Yeah, it was. Well, apparently. I don't know. I don't have the facts. Yeah, but it's crazy. And with funerals also, you're not allowed. Mm-hmm. Remember, they've scratched the 50 people. Sorry, they've now said only immediate family, and with their terms, immediate family is like less than 10 people. In the UK, in Italy more specifically, you only allowed one member of the family. Otherwise, so it's only one person.
It hit them bad. We've been saying in Italy, it hit them bad, dog.
But they didn't take it seriously.
Yeah, and that's like I see we're starting to take it a little bit more seriously. I think people have gotten the information over the week, and they're starting. I saw the queues in Joburg today. They were like a bit professional because yo minang up in Gaspar like Glenwood in Durban. These guys are too bunched up. There's a guy behind me. I put my hoodie on, Ninja. I was like, nah, dog, you're too close right now. You can cough. So I feel like dog, like it's the SARS virus, dog, is in Africa.
Ish. And
that's how crazy
Chinese
it is.
So with
you
and it's also anti-African.
No, Kieran.
Okay. And I'm saying the whole virus thing is anti-African. So now you can't even shake your brother's hand in the hood because of the coronavirus.
I will find a way. The elbow is currently working. The elbow is working. You saw those kids get a TikTok real quick with the elbow greeting. That was real nice. You know,
apparently they're being funded by the government to like push that situation.
Oh, is it?
I heard it from somebody deep within. Don't worry.
Shoes.
No, I heard it from somebody deep
within.
I got the 411. I keep on coming with things.
Shoes.
Guys, Karabo, before the lockdown,
yes,
about 48 hours before the president announced it, I called it and I told these guys, this is what's going to happen, ABM. And they're like, oh, no, it can't happen now. People haven't got paid. I'm like, I understand the reasons why it shouldn't happen, but I'm telling you that I got a source inside. And they're like, oh, when it happened, I was like, they were busy worrying.
Shoes, who's your source?
Who's your source?
No, I can't reveal that.
Who's your source, Shoes?
Tomato.
Tell us your source, Shoes.
So what's going to happen next, Shoes? What is your source saying?
We're going. So on the 21st of April, actually on the 18th of April, the president is, or earlier than that, no later than the 18th, he's going to then announce, he's going to have a State of the Nation address, where he's then going to announce what has happened the past 2 weeks and how successful it has become, or how badly, depending on what happens. Obviously, we can't, obviously guess now, because kuyangabantu,
Yeah.
And then he's going to announce Ugutsi.
Yeah.
How did we go through and whatnot? And he's gonna then announce Ugutsi. He did say originally 21 days lockdown, and he still kept that promise. But on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we'll be able to try and carry on as normal in terms of not going to work, but being able to roam around. But he's then gonna shut it down after 2 days
and go to the bottle store.
Yeah, so he's gonna open non-essential places for about 48 hours, but under strict rules, which I'm not able to say at the moment because, it's strict. It's what I'm predicting. It's my prediction, dog. And then he's going to also announce it's going to be a 60-day lockdown. After his lockdown, they go out and stuff, he's then going to lock a two-session thing, which is 2 weeks into May, with nobody goes out. Yeah, but the essential place that you're referring to is going to have dates for them. So it's going to say only on Monday, only on Wednesday or Friday, whatever it is. But it's going to last us until August, where these things are happening.
No,
I'm telling you, business is never... 2020, Jay, if you got plans for it, cancel it.
No ways.
Yeah, if you think about becoming an influencer and everything, it's not a you don't have any chances. If you want to start like a career now, like a rap career, singing career, do it now.
Yeah.
But you ain't gigging. You ain't going. You ain't performing. You're performing at home.
At home, everything must be online now.
So Kay, if you wanna like, a lot of concerts are then stopped, but they've got that house thing happening. I don't know if I can call it a house party, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not the house party app, but the one that's live and they're DJing. How do you feel about it? Do you think that thing is gonna? Do you think it's cool? Do you think they're overdoing it? Because I see a lot of people trying to get into it now. How do you see that? Does that help you in any way?
It does. I mean, I watched an online concert on Friday.
With James Blake.
No, it was this other jazz singer, Mandy C. He's Xhosa. I can't pronounce his D-Y's and Jantis or something. So he had like a streaming concert. This Channel O was also a vibe. People are enjoying it. Is it Yankees?
Yeah, it's Yankees.
No, but it's D-Y.
I know the artist.
D-Y.
I know the artist.
No,
yeah.
It can't be Yankees. What is the D doing there?
D silent.
Then what is the D doing there? Okay. You say D so.
Silence. What is what? what is what?
If you say so. And I was saying, what is the D doing there?
That's what she said.
She's asking kids. You that.
But yeah, people should keep on doing these online shows.
Mike, I heard you.
I didn't say anything, bro. I'm chilling.
So, sorry, where do we find you on the socials if you want to be found on the socials?
Carabao. Pardon? Say again?
Where do we find you on the socials if you want to be found on the socials for legal advice?
So, you can follow my YouTube channel. You can subscribe. I'm kidding. I'm not on YouTube. I'm literally only on Instagram and Twitter, But I deleted Twitter now because people are driving me crazy with their backward opinions about this whole thing. Like Buntiki Mazwai, they are a lot. Wow. And yeah, Instagram. She is too much. Which is sad.
Yeah, so what's your social like? Where you
the shade
is appreciated. And where can I actually follow you if I would like to? What's your handle?
Okay, Instagram. My handle is KAR_BOW. It's whatever, however you choose to pronounce that. I'm sure you got it.
Cabo.
And same on Twitter. Yeah, however, nothing matters anymore. You can pronounce it however you want.
Salmon.
Nothing Salmon. Matters. Salmon. I mean, how old are you going to turn this year? How old are you going to turn next year? Nobody all right, knows.
Okay, thank you nobody so cares much. Anymore. Shout out for thank that. You, it was actually you. Very, very dope. Doper than what I predicted. No offense.
She thought you were gonna be but boring.
No, I didn't think she was gonna be boring. I was like, all right, let's see. But if we had to place a bet, I was a guy saying, okay, I'm not gonna bet anything. But if I did place a bet, I would have won. I would have won. But I forget that she's an attorney. So yeah, well, professionally. Go and have everything. Your cake and
eat it too.
You know? Hey, Vitsu, I don't know about you, son.
Yes.
But anyway. you.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, please catch it. We'll send you the details and so forth. Thank you so much. Please be safe, and I really much hope that you do. We're gonna pull you back again once, obviously, we figure ourselves out, and you have yourself a great, great time. And I hope everything that's going on currently, we are able to then make sure Ugutsi, you are safe. If anything you require that we need assistance, whatever the case may be, please let us know. And you can catch us, for everybody listening that's not able to be part of this, catch us on Deeply Rooted Durban on all socials. Catch the podcast on the podcast on radiodr.co.za or deeplyrooted.co.za. All right, any last words, ladies lady and gentlemen? You got 10 seconds for me.
No, she's. I just love your acumen. You're such a brilliant presenter.
He's
amazing.
I wish Yo TV get to hear that.
We'll make a promo out of it.
Nah, no, thank you. I don't like the hype. Hey, yo, Cable, just last
thank
words.
Thank you, Karabo.
Wait, hold on. What's your opinion? Give us your top five South African artists, anybody that you like, that you're listening to. Give us even top three, whatever you like. Give us top three, actually. DJs or anybody that we should be looking out for, from your opinion, that we can find on your phone quickly.
Hectic. Obviously, that Mandisi guy, Jantis. And oh my gosh, this is so difficult. I can't think under pressure.
Oh wow.
Says the attorney.
Says the lawyer. Says the legal person.
I literally don't want any artists to be left out, so I'm just gonna hold back.
So there's no DJs. There's
but
no
yeah,
like...
I know that all the DJs are amazing. All the artists are amazing. Everyone is amazing.
Very difficult asking an attorney. I got to go Ugusua. So she ain't trying to get sued.
Yeah, she wants to work with everybody. She ain't trying to like alienate no clients.
Nope. All right, no, shout out Silo. Hey, yo, Mike, you good?
I'm fresh, B.
All right, cool. Silo, you're going to lead us out.
And
Cable,
we are out.
For purposes of cheers. Corona and everything, keep your laptop open. Don't touch it. Let it go as it goes. And we out.
Shab.
Baka.
No, you can't go back. No, you can't go back.
What's that?
What's that?